What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Nerd Cube.
Oh, yeah.
Here tonight, just me and Sean in the house.
Doing what we gotta do, you know?
Keeping shit going, keeping the lights on, so to speak. Oh, not that, you know, we make any money off this or anything, yeah. But I guess 3 episodes in now, we should probably...
Address the elephant in the room.
Yes, exactly.
Or the gingerphant in the room. And
or lack thereof.
Yeah, we are missing our gingerly fella. And we'd like to officially start a where the fuck is he campaign. And just, you know, get that shit going. We need a hashtag where is he. He's missing. And
hashtag
we don't know
where's the ginge.
Yeah, he's missing, folks. And we need to find him. So please help us find the gingerly fellow.
Okay, so nobody takes that seriously. He's not actually missing, but...
I haven't spoken a single word with him. He's missing in my books, and it's been well long enough that I should have posted a police report, or at least an Amber Alert. I'm confused. Is he
I don't
young?
Think no. I don't think 30-plus-year-old gingers get Amber Alerts.
The way he's been scarce, I think we need to set one out just to see if we can find him.
Should we get Congress to pass a thing for a ginger alert?
I think so. Let's help our minority friends. Let's help our minority friends, please. So,
ginger lives matter.
They do. So it's just like, please, come out of hiding, and we miss you. Please, just something. Let us know.
Yeah, this whole having to find guest hosts shit kind of sucks.
Yeah.
It's pain in the ass. But anyways, we've got a lot of shit to get through, just us, so let's jump right into it.
Indeed. What's on your mind first?
Well, I think we should just... Well, you do that. And,
I already did that.
And I think we should just jump into the biggest little... Well, one of the... There's quite a bit that happened over this weekend, I want to go ahead and start off with Jodie Whittaker being cast as the 13th Doctor and the first female Doctor.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I mean, I just see it as another Doctor, and this time it just happens to be a female. I don't know. I guarantee you some people be in an uproar. But.
Oh, just from the little bit I've seen from the few fan pages that I follow, it is like the Ghostbusters all over again.
And it doesn't even make sense. It just means another actor got the job, like always. And that's all it is. It's just another doctor replacing another doctor.
Exactly. There's nothing that's ever said it had to be a man.
Right? You think anybody would have made a bitch in the first Ghostbuster movies? If Gozer would have shown up as a man? Again, he could have shown up as anything. Again, when they said this chick is toast, he could have shown up as toast. So it doesn't matter. We could see toast as the doctor. You'd never fucking know.
Well, the thing I don't get is people are in an uproar about it. When this is a TV show that also features a... interspecies lesbian couple with a reptile woman, a human woman, and their pet potato.
Ooh, reptiles are going to be in an uproar.
But I mean,
I can definitely see that where people can, I'm going to throw a fit. But again, just open your eyes and accept what can be. It's going to be a good show no matter what.
Yeah, and...
The TARDIS is a lot bigger.
And it opens up a lot more possibilities story-wise that they couldn't go before. And, I mean, I don't see any issue with it whatsoever, especially if you take into account her background, which she's been working with the 10th Doctor, David Tennant, on Broadchurch, which is a great show.
Nice. So she does have connections with the series in a way.
Every British actor has a connection to Doctor Who.
Good point.
If they don't have a connection to it, I mean, indirectly, they've been in it directly.
I can understand.
I can't even name how many times I've just been watching, like, oh, hey, I know that guy. Oh, hey, look, that guy. oh, hey, look, that guy. Even doctors before their doctors have been on the fucking show.
I believe
or
that.
Or I guess just him, but or the current, well, I guess he's not current now, but yeah, he's still a doctor until Christmas, technically.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the series is filmed, but he's still a doctor. And then we still got to wait to see what people believe. I mean, I've already seen on Facebook, a lot of our friends have already started their own Lady Doctor cosplays.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's what
I mean, it's not like it's very difficult. It's a pretty easy costume
this
time around.
Yeah,
it actually looks pretty cheap.
I actually saw one of her friends, Nicole, she posted a picture. And earlier in the day, she was asking if anybody had a black sweatshirt she can borrow with, like, a black hoodie. And she'd already had this planned. Like, apparently she knew before anybody else. Who knew? I don't know. But, she posted pictures, and I'm like, oh, who's that? And then all of a sudden I scroll down a little bit more, and it's like, oh, first female doctor. And I'm like, oh, she was quick. But, it's different. I still don't catch the show as much as I'd like to, but I'm still going to watch about as much as I usually do, and so I'll catch a couple episodes.
Well, and I'm behind a season, but that's because I don't have cable or anything, but
so
we're getting
seasons.
Cable back soon, so I will be catching up just so I can catch this new season from the start.
Because it'll probably only be the new season that they have on demand.
Probably. I'll probably have to get some fucking streaming app or some bullshit.
There's a couple.
Or Amazon Prime.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, let's do that. Maybe we get some Amazon sponsors. No.
You hear that, Amazon, for our whole 20 listeners?
Please?
That's right. We went from 3 to 20. I'm upgrading our shit. We're moving up in the world.
That's what happens sometimes. But I don't think everybody needs to be freaking out as much as they're freaking out about the new doctor. Just accept it as another doctor.
Exactly. It's no different than every other regeneration.
It just so happened that
this one doesn't have a penis.
Yeah.
Get over
it. How do we know
penises? Yeah, right? Exactly. How do we know the doctor has a penis?
We don't.
But I wonder if it would have really irked people if she would have came back as a ginger woman.
I don't know. Clearly, she's wearing a wig or something. Cosplay friend. Never mind.
In the comments on a thread, saw somebody lame enough to put the doctor has a sonic screwdriver, not a sonic vagina.
Oh, I would have made a vibrator joke myself.
Right?
She has a sonic vibrator.
Oh fuck! All right. So next. I got so many things I can bring up. Let's just keep it going.
Obviously things are going on. Today is obviously about like one of the first days of Comic-Con in San Diego.
I think it actually starts up tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay. People just get to show up early.
Yeah, people are getting there, get set up, getting their hotels, all that good shit.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of pictures on Facebook.
All the ones I've seen have been Richie's.
Okay. Because I was wondering, I saw this video where it had the guys Thomas Lennon and I can never.
Oh
the
yeah,
guy's
where
name.
They were as special agents or whatever going around.
Searching
yeah, I
everybody.
Saw that video too. That was pretty good.
They're talking to this one guy who's playing the Joker, and he ran away, and he's like, "Oh shit, the Joker got away."
Or I liked at the very beginning where, "Have you seen anyone strange? Have you seen anything unusual?" As Thomas Lennon is just down there grabbing this guy's ass, like, in it. It's like, what do you define as unusual?
They had a lot of really good jokes in that.
Dude, I think one of these years, even without getting tickets to Comic-Con, we just need to go out to San Diego for that weekend and just do all the shit that's around.
At least
it seems like there's just as much going on outside, if not more, than what's actually going on in the convention hall.
Well, we got to be careful. We got to make sure that we book well in advance.
Oh, well, yeah, to get a hotel.
Yeah, because otherwise we're going to be on the outskirts of town.
Get tickets to a Babylon.
Dude, downtown, I just recently started working downtown because of my historian's job. And this isn't even like downtown. This is like First and Broadway. And things are getting intense. People sleep in the alley that I work in. People do all sorts of shit. There was this guy last night who was hiding out between some trash cans for a minute, and then all of a sudden he went to this little side door in this building about 50 yards from where we were, and I think he was trying to get into this door, and he's just throwing himself violently
Jesus.
Into this wall, and just throwing him, and it's always shoulder first. It's always his right shoulder first, and it's like, I think he's trying to get in there, and luckily I had a ride home from some co-workers at night, because they just happened to live up here near Boondocks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And when we were walking by, it turned out it was a door, but that door, it's a pull or a push from the inside only. So he might have been trying to get inside, but he was doing it way wrong. Or he might have been trying to jack himself, because there's this Anthem hospital.
Yeah, like, so he could get some drugs.
Yeah, it's like 3 blocks away, so... He could have been trying to do one of those, because you can see the Anthem symbol perfectly in the alley. It's intense.
Fuck yeah.
I hate working downtown, I'm not going to lie. That shit is terrifying.
I've done it for 10 plus years now.
Man, I thought the bus was
rough.
And
now I'm in an even rougher area. Fucking, so this morning...
Now it's a rougher area? Walnut?
Well, down in that area, because it's just okay. Outside of Five Points.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, this will give you an idea. I'm on my way to work this morning. I'm going down, get off Washington onto whatever street that is, right there by Jake's.
It's Walnut and 38.
Okay. Yeah, going down Walnut, and I just see about 100 feet in front of me, cop cars and police tape blocking off 35th, so you couldn't go straight.
Right.
So I turn, and I was like, all right, I'll just go over to Larimer like I usually do. Blocked. Look down, 35th. Bunch of cops, police tape. All the way to Downing.
Whoa, what happened?
Well, fucking, so you know the gas station right there, that ghetto-ass Conoco on Downing?
Mm-hmm.
So, fucking, the detour made you turn there. There's a tent. As I'm driving by, out comes a gurney with a body on it. Someone got fucking shot up.
Oh, damn.
And it sounds like it started right over by tracks, and they ended up making it to there.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yes, yeah, that was shit. All blocked off and stuff for most of the day today.
Shit you see sometimes.
Right?
I remember one time I was walking up to 120th in Washington, and out the Thistle Stage, they had a corners van parked on the corner. And yeah, just as soon as it started passing the van, that's when they started wheeling out the gurney to put onto the corners. It's like, oh no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's like, shit happens. And it's just like,
fucked up.
What you gonna do? Not who you gonna call, but what you gonna do?
So, let's see. While we're on the subject of dead things.
Ooh. Okay.
Well, no, it's not ooh.
Oh.
We're gonna start off with George A. Romero, who passed away over the weekend from lung cancer at 77.
Oh, man, such an icon.
Right? Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead.
Day of the Dead.
Yep.
Land of the Dead. Night of the Dead. I think one of them was Survival of the Dead.
Interesting. Jesus Christ, this pen is getting everywhere.
Oh, what's wrong? Is it a special ink?
Kind of. It doesn't dry that quick.
Gotta love that stuff. But, yeah, some of his films were amazing. I really did enjoy Land of the Dead. I think there's a couple that I haven't seen. I know we made a couple more after of Diary of the Dead, which was the first one to be all Blair Witch first person. And it was a good movie. I really enjoyed a lot of the stuff. I mean, Greg Nicotero helped with a lot of all those movies.
Well, and I mean, he gave us the modern day zombie.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Motherfucker. Fucker.
Did somebody get a one up?
I'm gonna kick your ass. At least it was a nerdy noise.
What the hell just happened?
That was her phone going off as she was trying to show us. Hey. Wait to be quiet there, babe.
Does that mean we get an extra life?
Love you. Right? We live.
Or is that the growing sound? I'm sorry, I'm terrible with that. But yeah. So
then now, you had another one you wanted to add to the list for dead.
Oh yes, Martin Landau or Landau. Landau. I'm so sorry. Already we're disrespecting. he'd been in so many different movies. He was a great character actor. He'd been around for years. Martin Landau had passed away. Hold on. I am so sorry.
Way to be prepared, Sean.
I know. My notes are not in order.
You even had a notebook.
He was 89 years old. He'd been in a million different things. He's... Oh, God, he's even won an Oscar for Ed Wood. Just many portrayals. He's been in everything. But
literally everything, huh?
Yeah. No, at some point he was. And going forever. He's been going since Black and White days. So
Jesus.
There's probably been a couple others, but we didn't really look up on... This is not
no,
job.
Those are just the ones that really kind of popped out and stood out to us specifically.
Yeah, we leave the rest of the Hollywood stiffs to Hollywood Babylon, so that's more their thing.
Plus, I'm not nearly as good with actors and remembering who they are as some people are.
That's why I wish I could have just been a little more on the ball with that Martin Landau thing. When I first heard it, I thought Marlon Brando. I was like, wait a minute. You can't die twice.
If anyone could, it would be him.
Ah, that's probably... Jesus, dropping shit. That's my lighter.
Well, fuck you. I'm stealing it.
Wait, maybe that's not... Mine still had the white thing on the back. Wow.
He was from the original Mission Impossible series, right?
He had a role in that, yes.
And then... A whole bunch. Jesus, his IMDb goes on.
It's like 100 plus.
Ever.
Yeah. Great character actor.
Yeah. He was even in the X-Files and... Oh, Ed Wood. That's right. He played Bela Lugosi in Ed Wood.
Yes, and then that's what won him an Oscar.
That's right. It's been so long since I've seen that movie.
Ain't that the truth? Last time I saw it was on VHS.
Well, that's probably one of the last times a lot of people seen
when
it.
When they closed, oh man.
Speaking of VHSs, I have like a whole
VHSs.
Container full of your VHSs in the closet
you
back
there.
You
still have those?
I have fucking lugged that thing through like six moves now. Along with a bunch of TJ's old Dragon Ball Z cards.
Oh, if only they were worth that much, man. Oh, dude, I could have swore I told you. Again, holographic Raichu for Pokemon. $5,000.
Dude, I really need to bust out my Pokemon cards and look into that a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of the holographics, at least $1,000. At least.
Damn.
Yeah, it's gotten insane. But that could just be in certain markets. I'm really not positive about that. But VHS, you know, that's awesome. I'm still glad you kept those.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's see. Let's get into the one movie thing that I have that doesn't concern D23.
Is it a certain fellow of movies where people lose skin?
Oh, fuck, no, that actually wasn't. I'm glad you brought that up, because I had already actually completely forgotten about that. We'll get into that in a second.
Okay.
Chris McKay went on a little tweeting spree about the Nightwing movie that he's working on.
Really? What did he say?
And he's basically said that whoever's going to play Nightwing has to love the character and has to know the character. He can't just cast someone because they audition or whatever. So yeah, they actually have to know the character and love the character the way he does. And it seems like he's very passionate about Nightwing.
Good. I love when people are passionate about their projects. Right. They need to be.
And he said it's not going to be an easy role for whoever takes it on. It's going to be grueling from a martial arts aspect, stunt aspect, and gymnastics.
He might need to go for somebody on the Olympic team or some of that shit.
Right?
Or at least the stunt double, at least.
But, well, no, he said the actor himself needs to have all these attributes.
It makes it look really good when you don't have to CGI a face on a stunt right. performer. Yeah.
Or purposely film away from their face.
That too. Yeah, no, I'm excited for this. This will be, again, one of the better performances. Because, again, not many people, I think, in my recollection, not including voice actors, only two people have portrayed Robin on screen.
Yeah.
So it's like this will be good. I mean, no, he's not Robin anymore, but...
We may get glimpses of it in the movie, I'm sure. Yeah,
it's still the same character because it's only been Dick Grayson who's been on film.
Very true, very true. Well, as far as live action, yeah. But I really forgot what I was going to say.
No. No? Do we need to pause while you think about it?
No, we definitely don't. I'm sure it'll come back to me.
Is it related to the DC universe?
Well, no, it was definitely related to this whole fucking thing. Oh, he was saying that his point of view on it, and the reason he loves the character so much is he's not a character that just kind of showed up as Nightwing. This is a character that we've literally watched grow from a boy, and we've, you know, followed him through the comics for years and watched him become who he is.
Wait, so does this mean this movie's going to have a lot of montages?
It hasn't said anything about that, so I don't know if they're that far yet.
Because, again, we haven't really gotten a chance to grow with this character, except for through the comics.
Yeah, and I really feel that it should probably start out with some kind of, you know, maybe through the credits, kind of showing him going through, maybe showing, like, newspaper clippings.
Especially if they plan on adding him to this DCU.
Oh, yeah, because I'm pretty sure it takes place in the universe. I mean, it kind of... Yeah.
Or DC ridiculous if it did. Denver or DC Cinematic Universe, or what are they calling it?
I think it's just the DCU.
DC Universe?
I'm not sure. Either way. I'm excited and I'm going to watch the shit out of the movie when it comes out.
Yeah. No, I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. I'm surprised I still haven't seen Spider-Man. I really want to see that so bad. I've seen every Spider-Man and...
Yeah, I really need to go see it, too. I'm slacking.
I even enjoyed Spider-Man 3. I remember that one part where even after the horrendous dance scene when he slaps MJ, I was the one voice in the theater that was like,
I tried to stay away from spoilers for the new movie so hard, but there's just some you couldn't stay away from.
The only spoilers I looked at were Easter eggs. I always like to know about the Easter eggs in movies.
The main one I saw concerned...
Howard Stark?
No, MJ.
Oh. No, Howard Stark was at a museum they were at.
Oh, nice.
It was just a picture on the back of a wall. And all the characters are technically based off certain characters. They might have, you know, changed names to protect people's, independence and individualities.
Well, with the one with the MJ, they've... Because she's not named Mary Jane, so they've confirmed that she's not actually...
She's the one who's asked them all the questions in the trailer.
Mm-hmm. But they've confirmed she's not actually, you know, Mary Jane.
No. But she said her nickname was.
Yeah.
But maybe that just means she's got the great weed hookup. She's like, yo, Peter, you ever want to get higher? I can get you higher. Hit up MJ.
All right. So next thing. Thing I found interesting. A game I've kind of been addicted to lately, Ghost Recon, the new one, Wildlands.
I still haven't had a chance.
Is the top-selling game so far of 2017.
Wow. It is because of that open-world aspect, correct?
I mean, the way I describe it is it's military Grand Theft Auto.
Is that the one where I saw this video is when it says idiots play games and he just kept shoving this explosive up this cow's rear end?
And, I have not stuck any explosives up any cow's rear end.
I don't know which game it was, but as soon as he set it off, the cow just went shooting off like a firework, like a spinner, just all over the place.
I have not done that. However, I did pull up to a field full of cows in a Humvee with a Gatling gun, and I mowed down the entire field.
And did you make steaks?
No, I was just hoping I'd get an achievement for killing a bunch of cows.
Wasteful white
people. Didn't get shit. Not a fucking thing.
Right? You just killed them all. You're not going to use them all? You're not going to use them at all? If only in the game you can make steaks. I bet, like, if it was Final Fantasy, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you'd have steaks for weeks with that character who makes all the food.
Fuck yes.
You just skinned... Oh man. That's probably what they need to do with the next Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, I was going to say Far Cry.
and with the meat that you collect in Red Dead Redemption in the first one, you just get to sell it in this one. What if you had to cook it? And depending on what you killed and cooked, it depended on, you're like, oh, well, this hawk is a little raw.
And earlier today, Ubisoft actually came out and they said that Red Dead getting pushed back to next year has actually been really good for them financially because it's allowed their other games to do better because it doesn't have to compete with Red Dead, which you know is going to sell like hotcakes.
I hope so.
That's right. I just use that reference.
Yeah, I just hope it's not a disappointment. It better not be a disappointment.
I don't think it will, especially since they're delaying it. You know they're...
adding stuff.
And fine-tuning the fuck out of it.
But how much you want to bet that the stuff they're adding is probably online content, like multiplayer or something along those lines?
Maybe.
I mean, because again, a lot of people didn't actually get to do the co-op for the first one. And it just makes you wonder if you get the backward compatible one, if people are actually doing co-op now, or if co-op is even available on the backward compatible version.
Right. Speaking of co-op, I guess Doom just got some big update that kind of revamps the multiplayer.
The new Doom?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they're giving all the DLC away for free.
The way all DLC should be.
And I guess it's also on sale. The game itself is on sale now, too, I guess. So.
Ooh, how much?
I'm not sure, but that's kind of incentive to
hope it lasts
check that out. I've heard it's a great game. I just never got around to trying it. Nice. Just like I really want to play the new Wolfenstein. I just keep forgetting about it.
Yeah, hope it lasts next week for payday so I can check into that.
So, one checklist we need to get for recording. We need to get some pads for these chairs.
Oh, yeah, no. I've been saying that since the first time we started sitting in these chairs. They, man, our spines.
And I have no cushion on my ass. It's just bone on wood.
Right? You're lucky we like you people out there that listen to us because...
All 20 of you.
Because this is painful.
Like we suffer for you.
Right? I already feel like we're way too old past the age of retirement and just like every day we wake up going, why? This hurts.
All right. So next up on my list here. Oh, actually, I need to go back a page.
Ooh.
So these aren't names that I expect you necessarily to recognize. Some people may, like good. Myself, good. But... that's just because I'm obsessed with several of the video games this man has worked on. But so we got word that Aaron Flynn, who is in charge of BioWare, is stepping down. And Casey Hudson is coming back.
Oh.
And he was, pretty much in charge of titles such as Knights of the Old Republic, all three Mass Effects, and he even, before he left, started laying the groundwork for Anthem. So him coming back is definitely a great thing, especially with the state that Mass Effect is currently in. It sounds like it's going to need...
What state is that?
From the sound of it, not good. No. Sounds like, yeah.
Mass problems?
Yeah, pretty much.
Uh-oh.
I mean, just from poor sales and things like that.
So this trilogy they wanted might not happen.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it's in jeopardy. Even more so than the Power Rangers sequel.
And Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah.
I mean, even direct-to-DVD Ghostbusters 2 could happen. So.
Yeah, you never know. But I don't see Sony doing that with that franchise.
No, 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 no.
I would hope not anyways. But let's just stick with video game stuff and go with they've released a few specs. I guess I wouldn't really even call them specs.
Specs of?
But the new Atari.
Oh, that the box itself?
Yeah, and it's very interesting shaped.
Yeah.
Well, there's actually three different options. You can get wood panel, black, or red.
That's weird.
And then pretty much the only other things that we know are what you can see from the pictures, which are, there's, I believe it was one HDMI port, four USB ports.
At least it's got HDMI. Well, it has
to. And it has an SD card slot, which I thought was kind of weird. Then an Ethernet port, so obviously it'll be able to connect. So I don't know if it'll have Wi-Fi. I imagine it will.
Why wouldn't it? Everything does.
And then it had one port on the far end that I couldn't really see, that I couldn't tell what it was, because it wasn't the power port. So we'll see what that is maybe when we get more specs on it. And then they do say that it's going to have a catalog of the back games, but it's also going to be able to play current games. But we don't know what it means by that. Are they developing games for it? We don't know if any game developer out there has any interest in making anything for it.
Somebody has to.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll see how it goes. My prediction is it's going to go the way of the Ouya.
Oh. Okay.
So, not well.
No, but that happens sometimes. What are you going to do?
Yeah, and then
Systems go up, systems go down, but I think just because it's all trying to be retro, that...
Very true. Do you have any wrestling stuff?
I sure do. I'm actually looking into some of that right now.
Can I tell you my one piece of wrestling news that I read today?
By all means.
Did you hear about Shane McMahon?
Yes, yes. I'm just about to bring that
up. All right, let's talk about that. Holy shit. Crashed. The helicopter had to make an emergency landing in the middle of the water.
Yeah, he's okay, though. But
yeah, luckily, I guess it had like the big feet thing on it that can float. So it was, you know, just chilling there in the water.
It's still
but that
intense.
Is scary, right?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Words, man. Fucking words. This is hard. I mean, I'm glad he's alive, but you know, some helicopter
Shane
crashes. O'Mac. Yeah, he survived a lot of stuff, but some helicopter crashes end tragically. So it's just
fuck yeah.
Good thing nobody died. And yeah, ugh, that's just bizarre.
Very
bizarre. But as far as wrestling is going right now, they're still trying to, since Samoa Joe somehow lost at the pay-per-view to Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar just came out of nowhere.
Lame.
Yeah. The funniest thing about Great Balls of Fire was that half the times when they were showing people's faces, depending on what letters they were covering, it was just said, eat balls.
That's badass.
There was a lot of them.
You can
a
eat
lot
balls.
Of eat balls going on. And, yeah, Samoa Joe should have won that match, but no. But luckily, they on Raw, they were having a number one contenders match to determine who would face Brock at SummerSlam. And Braun Strowman came out during the match. The match was Samoa Joe versus Roman Reigns. And Braun Strowman came out near the end and just interrupted it. So my prediction is a fatal four-way.
Giggity.
Yeah, it's going to be Brock, Braun, Roman, and Samoa Joe.
And who do you think would win that?
I think the person who should win it is Samoa Joe, but probably because of how, if they were holding on to his dick any tighter, they'd be his balls, Roman Reigns. But maybe Braun. Those are my three predictions. I just guarantee you.
So you're
Brock
picking three out
leaving.
Of the four.
Yeah, Brock is gone. Brock is going to be leaving really soon. That's my
going
prediction.
Back to MMA or just to
no,
go
I
do
think he's
whatever.
Just going
to
be done. I think he might have been able to manage his money wisely. I don't know his fucking financial status. But he might have managed it wisely, and he's just ready to be done. But I just hope anybody but Brock wins. But mostly Samoa Joe deserves it.
Yeah, fuck Brock. I hate him.
Yeah.
I've always hated him.
And with the Hardys, I think they're getting closer to getting that broken character back. So if you remember those crazy matches I showed you from TNA, that involved the broken Hardys. And they're trying to bring those characters, but TNA says that they own them, and clearly Matt came up with all that shit, but they're getting closer to bringing those characters back. But other than that, the newest news is that the upcoming pay-per-view is going to be a SmackDown pay-per-view. That's this Sunday. It's going to be called Battleground, featuring the return of the Punjabi prison match.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And if you don't remember that, big surprise, because a lot of people don't. But it's going to be Jinder Mahal defending his title against Randy Orton in the Punjabi prison match. What I also believe will be a decent match is going to be the Usos defending against the New Day. I'm not sure who for the New Day will
Some
be.
Of these sound like they should be boy bands.
Oh, I know, right? I don't know who for the New Day is going to be in there, but I'm hoping that it's probably going to be... hopefully Xavier Woods can show some shit. But I bet it'll probably end up being Big E and Kofi, like it usually is. Then there's going to be a flag match. That's right, a flag match. If you don't remember those, that's in each corner of the ring, there's a flag posted up, and the first person to beat their opponent down long enough, they get to pick the flag representing their country, because, of course, this can only be between two people representing different countries. It's going to be John Cena making his pay-per-view return against Rusev. Also making his pay-per-view return. And, yeah, they're both going to be posting up Rusev, his Bulgaria flag, John Cena, red, white, and blue. And you know John Cena, the master of the promo, has been cutting these killer promos about, you see the colors on that flag? They don't run. You know, all sorts of stuff like that. So, prediction, just real quick, John Cena's probably going to win. And then there's going to be a Fatal 5-Way. Fatal 5-Way to determine, good thing you said giggity, because it is the ladies' match.
Nice.
It is to determine a number one contender for the women's championship. Even though Carmella won the Money in the Bank, the first ever ladies' Money in the Bank ladder match to have a number one contender match whenever, but they're determining between the rest of the ladies on SmackDown, because let's face it, there's not that many. And this will be between Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, Natalia, Tamina, and Lana. Lana, the big surprise there, because, again, I guess they're just trying to find something for her to do, because she's no longer Rusev's manager. Now she's just a wrestler.
So along the lines of Sable.
Pretty much. But without the push. And then there's going to be Shinsuke Nakamura versus Baron Corbin. I just imagine this to be a straight up. It's going to be, King of Strong Style and Baron Corbin, who in real life has won golden gloves in boxing multiple times. I just imagine this to be a stiff, stiff match. And they're just going to beat the shit out of each other. But I think Shinsuke is going to come out on top on that. Only some of these am I providing predictions for. Then AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens for the United States Championship. If you didn't know, Kevin Owens was the United States Champion. But at a recent live event in Madison Square Garden, AJ Styles beat him for that title. And the last 2 weeks has been parading around on TV as a U.S. Champion. And I think AJ Styles is probably going to continue his reign as United States Champion. But if they give it back to... Kevin, I don't know where they're going to go with it, but I know due to recent events on SmackDown, that Shinsuke was showing interest in the U.S. title. And I think AJ Styles and Shinsuke could have some good matches. I know they did over in Japan. And here they can have some good ones, too, for the U.S. title. Lately, they've just been having them become a tag team against certain foes.
Hmm.
And, this match is new to me. Sami Zayn versus Mike Kanellis with Maria Kanellis. You might remember Maria as a past diva. She was one of the few who posed for Playboy back in the day. She moved on to Ring of Honor and a few other brands. She married this fellow, Mike Kanellis, and I guess he took her last name.
Interesting. Yeah. You know who wears the pants in that relationship.
Well, plus it's a good way to, when you don't want to use your real last name, they can just be like, oh, that's your fake name? I'm going to take that too. It's like, I like it.
Very and, true.
Yeah, so this Sami Zayn versus Mike Kanellis, that could be a main card match, or it could be a post match, but I think that match, or where was it? It said, yes, the Perfect 10 versus Aiden English. I think that might actually be the kickoff show match. They've been trying to find something to do. But when it comes to real shockers, recently on Raw, Kurt Angle just divulged that he had an illegitimate son who just happened to be on the roster. He was over on SmackDown as part of a former tag team champions, who was also a former tag team champions in NXT. It turned out to be Jason Jordan from American Alpha. And if you're not sure who that is, American Alpha was a tag team. It was Chad Gable and Jason Jordan.
Still don't know.
The funny thing is that Chad Gable had actually been to the Olympics as well and had started recently using the ankle lock.
Shake weight? Oh.
No. No, the ankle lock. But Jason Jordan, he's sort of a colored fella. And
sort of a color.
Well, so that's what he's, you're not saying white.
He's mixed.
Yes. And it turned out in real life, which is funny now because his real life parents have already been on WWE TV, but now they have to pretend that they're his foster parents.
So lame.
It's a nice Caucasian lady as his mom, and an African fella as his dad. And but now Kurt Angle is his dad, so that's his biological father. Because the only thing they can come up with was
they retcon their own universe.
Well, yeah, because Jason Jordan was born in 1988, and so yeah, he was like, it happened in college, and you know, I'm not trying to focus anything, but yeah. So Kurt Angle and Jason Jordan are biological in storyline now. So. And that's about that. Wrestling.
All right. And let's go ahead and get into some of this D23 stuff, which, if you don't know what that is, it's the big Disney convention that they have. And let's just start it off with...
Wait. You know what they should start it off with? Did you see the Goofy movie sing-along that the guy started?
I did not.
This dude was doing the performance from the talent show in the Goofy movie as his son. And people started forming around, and they were actually singing along
with
him.
That is badass.
Yeah, he had a boombox and everything, and he was just singing and shit and just doing the whole
thing. That movie is making a comeback lately.
It is. It
really is, and I love it. But, all right, so then we'll go into Mark Ruffalo has said that there will not be, at least anytime soon, any kind of Hulk solo movie.
I didn't think there would be.
Well,
I've imagined this since the last time they tried to do a solo Hulk
movie. The reason behind it kind of surprises me, though.
What is his reason?
Universal owns the movie rights.
Holy shit.
Yeah, Marvel does not own the movie rights.
So they're doing the Spider-Man treatment? So they've been doing the Spider-Man treatment with the whole time?
Yeah.
Wow. So maybe the Spider-Man treatment is the whole treatment.
Yeah. I had no idea.
But clearly, unless they reached that type of agreement, because again, people lost Blade and other things because they didn't make a movie in time.
Mm-hmm. But, well, it's been so long, you think they would have lost the rights by now. But I wonder if by letting them use them
share.
In the...
They're sharing. They're sharing.
They're
you know?
Sharing. It's like, caring.
Yeah, sharing is caring, and they're just doing this the whole thing that Marvel's got going with Sony right now. Like, yeah. Let us make the Spider-Man movies. But it's different because, again, they got to make their own Spider-Man movie. We're not going to get a solo Hulk.
Hulk? Yeah, solo Hulk movie.
Solo Hulk. Yeah, that's what you get. No Hulks, all Hulk.
Did you see they had the McKenzie Brothers reunion this weekend?
No, I didn't see that. What was that for?
Some big fundraiser. They ended up, raising quite a bit of money, but that's awesome that yeah. Rick Moranis is getting back out there doing things.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
yeah, Bob and Doug.
Yeah, yeah. For a minute, I was like, wait a minute, which McKenzie? Okay, yeah. And I think Rick Moranis has signed, he might have signed on for something. I don't know. They just said Rick Moranis has a few things planned for at least this year.
Nice.
Certain things involving the McKenzies. I think they have more than one appearance.
That'd be awesome. I saw a picture with him and Dan Aykroyd were standing next to each other, and the look he is giving Dan is kind of mean looking almost.
It's probably because Dan's drunk on his vodka. He's possibly. Like, leave me alone. I got this weird social anxiety.
He was in the same thing he's always wearing, the suit and sunglasses.
You never know. You never know. And especially when you sell that much vodka, you got to dabble a little yourself.
Right.
He's like Emerald. He's like, hey, a beer for the food and a beer for me. But Dan Aykroyd's case, it's vodka.
All right. And then I think one of my favorite things that came out of D23 this year was all the Kingdom Hearts stuff. I think now that Disney is kind of pushing it like this too, I think that might, make the fact that they said it's coming in 2018 a reality.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And I can only hope. Now, the first thing I want to is something that I haven't seen reported literally anywhere. And that's the fact that Big Hero 6 is going to be part of it.
Yeah, they didn't show any actual gameplay during that thing. They just showed a Big Hero 6 logo
but
in the background.
I have not seen that reported on any game news site or anywhere. The only thing I've seen is the Toy Story stuff until today.
Mm-hmm.
Which I understand that is a huge deal too, but...
Well, and maybe that was, again, one of those things where they were strict about, no cell phones. Unless it's, the only cameras in there are allowed by,
Well, but you still think that some of the people in the room would have written up an article about it at least.
Maybe they have to wait a certain amount of days.
Yeah, but Toy Story stuff was out there instantly.
Right. Well, I can imagine.
Or maybe they just want that out there more.
Yeah, there's certain things where they're like, hey, tell everybody about this now. Other than that, as soon as you walked in this room, you signed this contract that if you tell anybody what you've seen within the next 60 days, we can sue the shit out of you.
Right. But I'm super excited for it. Some of the mechanic changes make me really excited. Like,
it looks like you get to attack a lot more enemies at once.
I mean, they've always had a lot like that. But the fact that you don't have to switch out Donald or Goofy to have one of the level characters with you.
That is what I am most excited about.
Yeah,
too.
So I don't have to choose which one of them. I can actually have my full party throughout the whole game.
Exactly, exactly. And I always had to switch out one or the other. The very first time I ever played Kingdom Hearts, I made the mistake of always switching out Donald. And so it was always Goofy getting the experience, and I should have just been taking turns. It's like, son of a bitch. Because at one point, you don't get any other particular people, and all of a sudden, Donald's following you, and he's weak as shit.
Right. And then they're bringing back the gummy ship. They've confirmed that, which I'm excited for. I spent I don't know how many hours just working on my stupid little gummy ship.
Trying to make it like the Star Fox ship.
Right? I made so many different configurations, but I loved doing that. That was fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then, and also, it'd be kind of a mistake not to bring it back now because, you know, it's kind of like a Minecraft game almost in a way when they're making those, so kids will love that part.
You can throw Minecraft. Oh, my God. If only they converge. That way, get that system onto Nintendo as well. You get some Minecraft all over the place.
Right.
It's like, oh.
And then, let's see, the Keyblades actually transform now. So, you know, rather than just looking different for the levels and having a few different attributes,
they
actually turn into things. Like in the trailer, we see it turn into a drill.
And a whip.
Yeah,
and a whip that grabs shit like a Ghostbuster stream.
But, yeah, and that was awesome. And then, you know, them just running around with Woody and Buzz, jumping out of the window into the driveway.
Yeah.
And a cool thing about that level that I read was Pixar actually requested, because in most of the other Kingdom Hearts games, the storyline of the world goes along with the movie. But Pixar specifically requested that they don't do that and that they come up with an original story. So I think that's really cool, but I also think that's part of what's caused a little bit of the delay. Because they even said that
We've
never gone back and forth in the approval process so much ever.
He's like, no, I don't like where you're going with this. We got to find this. We got to go there. There's already a Toy Story 4 in the works. Make sure that your story doesn't match up with our story.
Yeah, so, well, actually, I guess, so this one takes place between, I think it said 2 and 3, I want to say.
Oh, so Andy's getting older.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I like that idea. Makes you wonder what happened between those years.
Right. But I can't wait for that game. It looks fantastic. You finally get to use higher forms of magic, which used to be reserved solely for Mickey, and that wasn't even until recently. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm trying. He didn't get to be Mickey very often either. So it's like... Mm-hmm. The whole, that idea.
Now the main playable characters have been, well, at least the ones I've played were Roxas, Riku, and Sora.
Yeah, and then just whatever level you happen to be in.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes Mickey was there. Have they? I can't remember for some reason, everywhere. But have they done a Fantasia level?
It's been so long since I've played them. I can't 100% say for sure.
I'm just.
I want to say yes.
That's how you get Mickey. You get Mickey in Fantasia form.
All right, but let's get into some of the other D23 stuff.
Oh, there were so many movies. They were talking about so many things. Did you hear about Coco? I showed you those trailers.
You showed me the trailers for that. That movie looks really wicked.
Oh,
I think that'll be a really good one.
Yeah, I didn't want to throw it on my list, but I should have put it on my list. What'd you drop?
My phone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fuck it.
But you got this right here. But yeah, Coco looks amazing. Just with all the visual effects they got going on.
Very bright,
yeah.
Colorful.
Yeah, and even right off the bat, he's playing VHSs on a tube TV. It just brings up all these memories. He's got this makeshift guitar, and he's trying to play along. I don't understand what a lot of that is, but I think when he unfolds that photo, if you haven't seen this trailer, there's a lot of stuff. This kid's just, and he's infatuated with this guy. Oh my God.
A guitar player.
Something.
Mariachi or something.
What was his name?
Oh, again? I don't
know. Something Del Rey. It's probably not even. But, he's watching the videos. He has a guitar that looks like his guitar. He's playing along with the guitar. He makes it match. Then it turns out he unfolds that photo, and there's a face missing off of... And it looks like it, apparently who's supposed
like
to be
his father.
Mom. Yeah, it's going to be his father. And then he goes to the guy's grave because he was some movie star. So
it's and like, hits plays the guitar and
which is weird because that's a weird sort of curse to have because clearly it's a curse movie because if you play the guitar and all of a sudden you're suddenly you play the guitar of a dead man, let me play that, and then you're transformed to the land of the dead because clearly that guy walked through there, he's like, who's in here? and he walks right through the boy, and the boy is like, "I'm sorry," and then he'll be just like, "Oh shit, you just walked right through me." Goes to the land of the dead, and I guess he just has to try to find his way back.
Yeah, but I imagine that's what the story is, but it definitely looks good.
Yeah, the main theme, I think, is Day of the Dead down in Mexico, mm-hmm. and it's I haven't seen any movies for that, and I'm excited to see about that, because that is a very exciting holiday down there. That's like next to Halloween, and they respect that day so much down there. It would just be a trip to see it in real life.
Yeah, but yeah, that movie looks awesome. Then we got some casting news for Dumbo.
Oh, really? You know what I found out is I didn't know it was Tim Burton's Dumbo.
And he's bringing back DeVito and Keaton.
But no Depp so far?
Nope, no Depp so far, but Colin Farrell as well.
I saw Colin Farrell, but I didn't see Keaton, but DeVito and Keaton.
Yeah.
I like that.
And then we got casting news for Aladdin as well.
Is it Kim Kardashian as Jafar?
That would be hilarious. But no, I didn't get the name of Aladdin, but we got Naomi Scott, who's the Pink Ranger, as Jasmine.
Oh, so and hot. Then I'm not going to lie, she's so hot.
And then we got Will Smith as the genie.
I know. You know what? We can't hate it until we actually see it. All we can do is just imagine. All we can do is imagine. And it's just the genie going,
It's not going to be better than...
He's going to rap. The genie's going to rap.
Yeah, he's going to get some stupid song in the movie somehow, I'm sure.
But again, it's just... It shouldn't be that way.
It's not going to be Robin Williams.
Robin Williams. They should have done everything. If they're going to do that, the genie's going to be a CG character anyway. But you know what it means is they clearly mean to butcher
whole new
the
storyline. Yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean butcher the script. I mean, yeah, what you said. But they're gonna butcher the script.
Yeah, and then
if I don't hear A Whole New World, though, I'm gonna be pissed.
Right. And
A Whole New World.
And then we got a little bit of a look at Incredibles 2 and Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Not much.
No, not much of either, but. We know they're both coming. Giggity.
Yeah.
And I am hella excited for both.
Yeah, from what I hear about Wreck-It Ralph, it's going to be... they're introduced into, I guess, a mobile realm because they go through the internet, and so I guess they're introduced into every form, but I think most of it's going to be a mobile game, which is funny because when the first Wreck-It Ralph came out, guess what I got? I got Fix-It Felix as a game, and I beat the shit out that game.
Well, and... In that little thing, it shows them in little colored balls, so that could easily be, you know, one of those colored matching games where you're, like Candy Crush
or something. I see what you're saying.
I could totally see
I thought that was them just getting transferred to the mobile world.
I mean, that's definitely a possibility, too.
But how do you get yanked out of an arcade game into the mobile world?
Right.
Now there's the question.
They hook the game up to be able to track high scores.
They can have like a whole thing about how they had to take the memory chips out of the arcade games and like fuck them up with computers. And they're like, oh, we take this, we take that. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, there's like 60 million Ralphs and 60 million little...
right. Penelopes.
Yeah, Penelopes and shit. And it's just like, and that's all you get. But I don't know. It looks interesting. I'm interested in that, and definitely Incredibles 2.
Oh, yeah. I've been waiting for that forever.
Yeah, the only news I've heard is that the movie will start exactly where the second left off, with the guy coming out after the
Which, game. That excites me.
Yeah. But what happens after that fight, who knows where it'll go after that. It could just be like 5 years... 10 years, 15 years later. I don't know. They were already
getting kind of old in the first one, so hopefully they're not already, you know, accelerating. And plus, the baby, from what they've shown, too, still looks...
Right, but I can understand them having to try to utilize Jack's powers just like at the very end of the first one. So, I don't know. I'm excited either way because it's about time. Because the trailer we get is just for Edna Mode. So, obviously, somebody's coming back.
And then we got not a lot from Last Jedi that hasn't already been announced. They've shown a lot of the creatures, I guess, and stuff, and one of them looks adorable, and I want the plush of it.
There's a couple of them that are so adorable.
Yeah, this one, I guess, it's been called a porg, I guess is what it's being referred to as.
The watery rocks?
Yeah, the ones that were on the island. Yeah. But yeah, they showed it up close, and the big old eyes and shit.
Oh my God, he had the little flappers. Yeah, yeah. No, it's like,
definitely some marketing opportunities with some of these characters.
I think after this week, next week, we're going to have so much more to report because I think they're saving San Diego.
Oh, yeah, you know they are. But one other thing is Ron Howard tweeted out a picture of the new Chewbacca on set. And in the background, in the foreground, they're watching the monitors, and on that monitor is Chewbacca and another Wookiee.
Who's this Wookiee?
Exactly. Ooh. Like, have we seen another Wookiee on screen live action aside from the holiday special?
No, because other than that, you only get them in video games. No.
So that's going to be interesting, see how that plays out. Who is it? Is it a love interest? Is it family?
Yeah, and it only makes sense to add more Wookiees since it is an origin story. Mm-hmm. I love this idea.
The world is better with more Wookiees.
Oh, always.
And then last thing I have here really is the Yondu standalone movie.
Yondu's getting his own movie?
Yeah.
Does that mean Michael Mary Rooker Poppins. Himself? Yeah, Mary Poppins, y'all. But Michael Rooker?
No, I'm referring to Mary Poppins.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You know that? Okay, I get it. That's a sequel. It's a sequel. Mary Poppins Returns is a sequel. Miss Emily Blunt.
Blunt.
Yeah, I hope. Just a blunt before bed helps everything. That's the whole song. No, that's the whole song. Oh. Just a blunt before bed helps everything.
I like it. We got a hit on our hands. And then I did see that Frozen 2 is coming. It's like, are they just going to recycle that fucking song again? Or is there going to be some other annoying fucking song?
We're not going to know.
Yeah, but still.
Frozen 2 is going to... I don't care. I mean, let them do their thing. Kristen Bell is sexy, so it's like, I'll pay to watch her do stuff, even if it is an animated film.
Until you just said that, I didn't know that's who that was. I actually did her voice.
Mm-hmm. She's not the one singing Let It Go.
Well, yeah, I know that.
Let It Go. But, yeah, no, that's totally her. And the new thing about Wreck-It Ralph, that's another thing I forgot, is they are bringing in most of the actresses who's ever played the voice of Disney princesses. So they're going to have Ariel. They're going to have Pocahontas. They're going to have... the one from
Agency Shield,
Frog, and
they bring it back. I can't remember her name.
Now. I don't know. They're even gonna have Moana,
Agent May.
No, but they're all gonna play a part in Wreck-It Ralph too.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, even the original Jasmine. A lot of them. A lot of Disney princesses.
Yeah, they do have a lot of princesses now.
Well, especially in mobile form. So I have a feeling that's where it's going to be. They're going to run into them in
different
the mobile
games and stuff.
Yeah. What's going on with you? I can only imagine because, again, most of the games are like dress-em-up games. So it's just going to be like some of those princesses just like, what are you wearing? It's like, oh, I'm wearing Compton's Finest. I'm just out here in this. What are you wearing? Oh, what they make me wear in Florida, it's just a bikini. It's like, oh, Little Mermaid, why are you only wearing a flat top? They shaved her head. What part of the country are you from?
Oh, jeez.
Sorry.
All right, so do we just want to run through a quick list of the top things we're looking forward to coming out of D23?
I'm excited about a lot of the movies I saw. I already talked about Coco, so I can't put that on my list. That's just an honorable mention by now. So,
all right. So, what do you want to kick it off with then?
I'm gonna kick it off with A Wrinkle in time.
Yes. I've never actually read the book, and I think I need to go back and do that now. But that movie, definitely a feast for the eyes, yeah, to say the least.
It was a good book. It was a good book. I didn't.
Oprah be looking cray cray.
I never imagined this cast of characters for it, though. Yeah, it's like you got Chris Pine as the crazy dad. You got Oprah out there. You got Reese Witherspoon, Mindy from the Mindy Project. And then you got Zach Galifianakis was even in there. I think the character they got playing the kids, though, I haven't seen them in much that I can recall. And I think they're going to do a great job.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that movie just looks fantastic. Does that come out next year?
Next year,
I assume by how finished that trailer looked.
Before Christmas, that's for sure of next year. I think it might even be sooner because I think they're trying to make it a two-parter, but we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, I think my number three will be the young Han Solo movie.
That's a good idea. Oh, man, I didn't even think about that. I didn't see that on the list. Which one was that? Did they actually show that at D23?
They showed a bunch of stills and stuff, I'm pretty sure.
I totally missed it all. Okay.
Maybe not. Maybe I'm just thinking of the Ron Howard stuff. But either way, even if Ron Howard's
showing stuff, that counts because
right?
directors.
Because, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that, seeing...
I'm surprised I didn't see
Childish Gambino is Lando.
Is that the only way you know him?
No, I know him as Donald Glover. I just like referring to him as Childish Gambino.
Dude, the hilarious thing is I listened to my Tom Segura on my Pandora, and Donald Glover shows up all the time. Oh, nice. Dude, his comedy
he's hilarious.
Is so funny.
And then he's going to be doing the Deadpool cartoon. Yeah. That's going to be amazing.
Just a random thing about him. I just want to... It's hilarious. He talks about his brother taking a shit in an actual toilet just set up at the Home Depot.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Because, his dad one time was just like, y'all want to go to a Toys R Us? Y'all want to go to Toys R Us? And then he took him to Adult Toys R Us, which is Home Depot.
I'd be pissed, too.
Yeah. And so, yeah.
I'd be pissed, too.
They would pretend to take shits, and to one time one of them actually took a shit.
But yeah, I think that's my... top reason for looking forward to that movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want
seeing how Han gets the Millennium Falcon and all that stuff.
Oh, exactly. And all the stuff that they showed for Star Wars was Millennium Falcon stuff anyway. So,
true.
Millennium Falcon will always have a place somewhere.
As it should. Do you think we're going to get another Death Star in Last Jedi?
I hope not. And maybe another planet, I guess. I don't know. There's no way there's enough time for all that shit. It seems like it picks up right.
Look how quick they built the other second Death Star.
All those employees it would have taken. And how many times have they blown it up and they just keep at it?
It's like, all right, this plan failed. Stop.
Yeah. But one thing I'm excited for, again, I still need to see the new Spider-Man.
Really, I quit it with the buttas and buttums.
I know. I know. I'm so
We're
terrible
horrible,
at that.
Both of us.
Yeah. Anyway, with Donald Glover, the fact that his character is in Spider-Man Homecoming, I hear that he is like a relative of Miles Morales.
Nice.
So Miles Morales
does exist.
Yes. So it just further proof that we're in the ultimate universe.
They refer to it as the 616 universe.
Yeah, I would love to see a 619 universe.
It pops up a lot in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., kind of like how 52 pops up a lot in all the DC shows.
I believe it. But a 619 universe would be good, where every once in a while you're doing bad, then all of a sudden Rey Mysterio just comes out of nowhere.
Kicks you.
Boom, 619! A whale's vagina, if you will. More San Diego references.
Yeah, me and Tabby have been really getting into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. again.
Oh, dude, it's so good.
I can't wait till we get to the Ghost Rider stuff.
Yeah. And plus the fact that they didn't get canceled, they got saved.
Right. And it looks like they go to space in the next season.
Yeah. And speaking of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., we're going to go with...
Agents of Titties, what?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We're going to go with my number two, which is Avengers Infinity War.
I want to see the footage that they showed, damn it, just the description that I read about sounds fantastic.
Yes, something besides what you get to see at the end. And I'm just glad that they let Josh Brolin keep his job after taking the whole role of Cable for Deadpool 2.
Oh, there's no way they would keep him from doing that, especially since he's already...
Well, and if you noticed all of the D23 footage, that's his Cable haircut.
Is it?
He's rocking the Cable haircut.
Oh, yeah, he's in the middle of filming.
Yeah. He's rocking the Cable haircut at that thing. Well, he's holding
still
a Thanos'
technically Marvel.
Glove. Yeah. Yeah, he gets to be in both Marvel universes. Yeah, because of what's going on, whatever Fox has and whatever Disney has, which Disney has most of it.
Yeah, but that looks fantastic. Or, well, not looks, but from everything I've heard, it's going to be amazing with all those characters and all that talent. It's going to be really interesting to see how they weave this all together.
Oh, I know. Because, again, they had Mantis at the thing. And it's like, I thought Mantis was just going to be a one-off character. But if she's going to be in the Infinity Wars...
So, did you read about any of the footage that they showed?
No. I didn't know.
So, I guess it opens with Star-Lord and the Guardians flying through space.
Awesome.
And then Thor hits their windshield. He's just out floating in space, so I guess that's a spoiler for...
Oh, it's out comedy.
That's probably... And so they get him in the ship, and he wakes up, and this and that, and I guess then they go to Earth, and...
Are they going to have Loki?
Yes, Loki is in it. I guess the part it shows is it's him giving the Tesseract to Thanos.
Oh, man. Well, they don't want to show too much, because, again, we still got Ragnarok before...
Well, that's probably part of why they have it released, is because I guess him floating in space like that would kind of be a spoiler, probably. So I'm assuming it's going right from Ragnarok into...
Right. Well, and we know that since Ruffalo was at the press conference that the Hulk's going to be in it, too.
You can't have an Avenger movie without Hulk in it.
You haven't heard much about the new Avengers, have you? No, I guess you're right, an Avengers movie.
No, they have
Sorry,
an Asian
you said
Hulk
a movie.
Now.
You said a movie. I'm thinking comics.
No, they have an Asian Hulk in the comics now.
Yeah, he's in this mobile game I play. He's in this mobile game I play. There's a couple Hulks. They're very...
Well,
and the
they
Asian
killed
Hulk
main Hulk,
looks
so...
Asian. It's very funny. But he's good. He's a good player. But he so looks
I
Asian.
Can't believe actual Hulk got taken out by Hawkeye, of all people.
Yeah, well,
only one fast enough, apparently.
Makes you wonder if that the Green Arrow could do the same with Superman.
No, because the arrow wouldn't penetrate him.
Ah, you're fucking right. Because you have to do that with Batman.
Yeah, that's why Hawkeye was able to do it, because he got him right before transformation.
But again, what about when every time that he said, I tried to swallow a bullet? A bullet is much quicker than an arrow, especially when it's under your chin.
But Hawkeye is apparently quicker.
I don't Only know. In certain universes, I guess.
Such as comics.
Yep. Yeah, there's
Suspend
another universe
all
where
disbelief.
That never happened.
All right, so I guess... My number two, I guess there isn't really anything that we didn't already say, so
Not
I'm
yet.
Gonna go with Incredibles 2.
Son of a bitch. Oh, well, that still leaves me with one for my number one.
But, yeah, I've been waiting for that movie since the first one came out. There had been rumors that it was gonna be coming for so fucking long, and instead we get three cars before we get that.
That first movie was so good. Sorry for sounds, but that first movie was so good. There's just no denying it. The way it was set up, the voice acting
Jason
as
Lee.
Well. Yeah, Syndrome, and again, I just love the idea of the vengeful sidekick, or rejected sidekick, if you will. What are they going to do for this one? What's going to be the Because, again, after they take down the first character, what's left? But
who
I think it
knows?
Means that we're going to get Samuel Jackson back, though.
I hope so.
But, again, who's to say?
And BJ Smooth.
Yeah. DJ Smooth.
BJ.
BJ Smooth. I'm sorry. But who's to say that's, like, after that scene that doesn't go, like, 5 or 10 years later or something along those lines?
Yeah. Only time will tell. So what is your
in this
last
case,
one?
It's going to be Wreck-It Ralph 2 breaks the internet.
Yeah, I love the first one, so I think this one's going to be awesome.
As well. As well, I couldn't agree more. again, it's like, after his whole figuring out he's a bad guy and that's just how it goes, now he's just going to figure other things out. I can't wait to see what happens when he attacks the internet.
So. Sure, there'll be a lot of age jokes.
Probably. But again, he's going to be in there with a lot of the old princesses, too, so he'll have some jokes. But again, who's going to be the oldest princess? It's like, I'm trying to think. It's like, I don't know. They're just going to have a lot of them, especially when it comes to, like, Moana.
Oldest, I think, would be Cinderella or Snow White.
I don't think they have
Or Sleeping
those.
Beauty.
Well, they didn't, and they don't have those in the movie. But
well, then that's crap.
When it comes down to it, Snow White was the very first released. That sure. was in the 30s. That was in the 30s. So.
All right, and then my number one is going to have to be Kingdom Hearts 3. I think we talked about it enough, but yeah, that game's going to be amazing, and I can't wait.
Yeah, I wish we can, like,
I know it's not going to come out for, like, another 6 years, but...
Yeah, I wish we could just add little clippets or videos or something for it so people can understand exactly what's going on.
Hey, they
everything
can go
I've
look
heard
it
has
up.
Been in Japanese.
Very true, yeah, but...
But I just hope that when they do the American version that
they get the actual
yes,
voice
Tom
cast.
Hanks and yes, yes, that's what I want. That's all I want. I want that voice.
That or they better have some people that sound spot fucking on or it's going to throw everything off.
Yeah, I bet there's some Tim Allen impersonators out there. Plus,
I even saw the pig show up, so...
Well, and plus when Tim Allen's show gets canceled, I bet he's willing
right?
to
He's got
it.
Nothing else to do.
He's like, oh, a video game wants to pay me to do some voices. Yes, yes, please, Disney, please. I don't know. But, yeah, other than this event, I think everything that we'll have to see what San Diego Comic-Con comes up with. But
D23 oh, yeah, I'm sure we'll be talking about that a lot next week. And, yeah, keep checking out our Facebook. We've been seeing a lot of people go into it but not liking it. So fucking hit the like button, bitches.
What's up with that?
Right? Follow us on Twitter at at Nerd3 Podcast. And I'm trying
find
to...
our friend.
Oh yeah, hashtag find the ginger. And until next time, guys, keep it nerdy.